That is very true. Yeah, drama never ends with stuff like this. I love it. I love it. So, I want to know, what was the biggest challenge for you guys filming this season?
Also just all of the people in the house. Because when you have so many personalities, when you're trying to execute one event, one dinner, one dish, you know, you have to rely on so many components, which makes it a lot more difficult, especially with the added pressure of like working for Lisa. It is a lot. It's quite exhausting. So I think it's up $30,000, you know.
Yeah. Also, like, we're more open with each other. I mean, like, we know each other since 3 years now, and the fact that when you get close to people, you know their weakness and their strengths, you know, and like you're able to have the personality with them. So when something goes wrong, if season one we were like, okay, maybe I should not say that. Season two, we didn't care. Okay, you're gonna hear what I have to say. You know? So I feel like he's your friend, and people trust you. So like season two is way more. I mean, there's no filter at all. You know?
There was definitely a level of trust from everyone when it came to the returning cast, and then you really didn't know what you were gonna get. You didn't know who was there for the right reason or the wrong reason. And it was really tough to filter those out fast. And we, as returnees, knew what to expect and knew what we wanted. And you know, some of those people didn't deliver, and you see it really fast.
And tell me a little bit about working with Lisa. I mean, we all know she's an absolute legend in the restaurant business and reality TV business, working with animals. So tell me a little bit about working with her, and maybe tell me a little bit about something you learned from her, starting with Gabriella.
Yeah, I think she has a crazy reputation. So in that, you feel this added pressure that you want to deliver. But for me especially, it's, okay, how can I work with this woman and emulate everything she's doing? So really just being a sponge and soaking up all of her excellence and learning, that's definitely a big part of me choosing to come back and doing that.
Anthony?
I mean, Lisa don't take no for an answer. She has an idea of like what you want, and like you have to deliver it no matter what. So there's no, okay, I'm going to try. No, it's like you need to do it. So what I learned from her is like, I mean, she's a perfect boss. No, I mean, she's where she is because of who she is. You know, she knows exactly what she wants, and she knows how to associate the right people around her to make it happen. The good thing about Lisa is like a work is work. I mean, as you can see with like Anna and Marcelo, as much as she loves them, you know, if she has to make a decision for the job, she's making it. So that, I respect that a lot because not a lot of people can do that. Like being able to separate like work and like personal feeling, and I respect that a lot from her. Yeah.
Hannah?
Just watching how hard she works is so inspiring, and her details and she's perfection. So I have to say, yeah, she's an inspiring woman. She taught me to be more confident in myself.
Anyone else?
Definitely as a way of making you feel like an investment in the best way possible. Like I really feel as though she's invested in me and invested in my life, and working for her really has changed my entire life. So
that's a good one.
I like that, yeah.
You always keep on your toes, you know, no matter what. At the end of the day, you never want to let her down. Like that mothering figure of like, but she's also your boss, like the last thing you want to do is disappoint her. And I think we all go in that, like wanting to absolutely exceed her expectations and never let her down. And it's something that I think all of us hold dear to her, wanting to, you know, prove her right for sure. And sure that like she made these decisions knowing we were gonna do that. She brought us here for a reason, and she knew what we were gonna provide for her.
Yeah, it's that she brought us here for a reason. You know, sometimes on this journey we kinda almost forget, like, oh, am I supposed to be here? And she's always reminded. She's the first one to. She instills so much confidence in us. And you know, the craziest thing is that, like, you know, the more successful you become, people think like the more evil you are to everybody else. And she's the opposite. Well, she's still successful, of course, but like she cares. She really does care. But she'll make you feel like, you know, worth the whole, make you feel like, okay, I can do this. I'm taking no for an answer. I can do this. I can get it done. I can figure it out. So that's pretty cool.
I think the big thing is people don't work for her. She makes people feel like they work with her. You know, and I think that's the most special thing about her leadership style and why she's so successful.
You know, I noticed that just by watching her on TV, I noticed that as well. And I really, really think that's why she is such a success. I definitely agree with you there, Gabriella. And, oh, no, initially, what made you guys decide to do the show, starting with Grace this time?
Well, I was on some random email list, and it said, please, you know, apply here for housekeepers. And I'm like, man, I just got done seeing this Airbnb. Like, I feel like I could probably do this. So it really was, you know, fairly random at first. But having years of hospitality experience, years of housekeeping experience, I'm like, I have the qualifications for this, like I might as well, and then turn into a pretty awesome thing.
Andre?
Oh yeah, like I've been watching for so long, like after college, doing college. And so a friend of mine picked me up like, hey, they're looking for a hook, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'll do it. And I've heard about it, I've heard about it, so I know how big time she is. So even when I was auditioning, I was like, yeah, like, all right, I guess. Wait, my name's the next round. Oh, okay, I'm in the next round. And then so yeah, it was a no brainer, because I know it would change my life, so and it has.
Hannah? Anthony?
The challenge for me, like, I feel when Lisa contacted me, it was more about, okay, I mean, if she decides to work with me, I want to make sure I can do the job. And it was there, like, the challenge to actually make Lisa become happy about my food and my skill. So, yeah, it was, like, putting myself, like, outside of my comfort zone, for sure.
Jen?
Yeah, for me, I've been such a Vanderpump fan, and I've been friends with people on the cast. So I felt like it was my destiny to actually just be on the show or be a part of the Vanderpump lifestyle. And, you know, I actually think Amanda Nash, Roth, like, got me obsessed with Beverly Hills Housewives and Vanderpump Rules, and, like, I became, you know, a fan originally and, like, became friends with a lot of them. And then, yeah, I was like, when this opportunity presented itself, I was like, oh, I'm absolutely 100% going to be on the show. I don't care what happened, I know it's going to happen. And, you know, after meeting Lisa, I made it 10 times more than I wanted to do this. And I was so excited for this opportunity, and it's been true ever since.
That is amazing. Well, they're telling me we're out of time, which is sad, because I can talk to you guys for absolutely forever. But I want to say I'm proud of each and every one of you. You're all amazing, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
Recording stopped.
Who made you see me now? Newman's going to pass out.
He's so pretty. He's so snuggly. You're so cute and cuddly as well. You're my best friend.
Thank you.